So another reflection on the structure of our experience. Let's start by taking some minutes to sit quietly, tune into our breathing body. Attention to settle into the body, awareness to come into the torso, the legs, the arms, and the breath. So this morning we heard about the everything, how eyes and sights and so on, the sense experiences are everything, really. So now I invite you to tune into the body, specifically the body, as a giant sense organ. Notice how your body is sensing various objects, various aspects of the world. Through your body, you sense the weight of your limbs. Through your skin, you sense the temperature of the air. From all over your body come small signals and pieces of information about what's happening on the surface of your body. And all the time, there's consciousness. There's awareness popping up. Awareness of this, awareness of that. How does it arise? How big is it? Where is it located? the coming together of the sense object and the sense organ and consciousness is contact. What happens when you place your attention on the sensations of the breath? Suddenly, there's the breathing, alive and vibrant in your awareness. With contact as condition arises feeling, Vedana. Can you notice in your bodily experience right now any pleasant feeling? How about unpleasant feeling, slight itches or aches? Just noticing what is unpleasant feeling. And how about neutral feeling? Feeling that is neither pleasant nor painful. On condition of feeling arises tanha, wanting and longing, or maybe aversion. But we have a choice about this. So I invite you to notice if there's any subtle reaction in your mind, in your body, to these Vedana. So now let's quietly stand up. Push our things into the middle of the room. To leave space for a walking track. So if you've not done walking meditation before, it's very simple, you just walk. We'll not walk too fast, but not too slow either. try and keep a certain pace. And when you're walking, well, let's just get going. So all start, and we're going. We've now got a much more complicated experience. Visual information, sounds, movements. But in the same way, we can observe what's happening in our sense experience. How contact arises, how feelings arise. How the mind responds to feeling. If it's all too complicated, I suggest you just take your awareness into the sensations of walking in the feet. Is it pleasant to walk on this floor? Is it unpleasant? So for our last journey round the shrine room, maybe just notice what your mind is doing and how it relates to Vedana in your experience. Let's just stand quietly for a minute. Then slowly resume our seats. So we'll sit now for another 10 minutes. I won't say anything, so you can sit quietly or continue the investigation as you feel inclined. It just occurs to me to say that, of course, feeling, vedana, pleasant, unpleasant, or neutral, most often manifests as a quality of some more specific kind of experience. So a tension, an emotion, a memory. It's not as though we just experience pure pleasant, pure painful. So we're noticing how particular experiences have the quality of being pleasant or unpleasant or neutral.